So, chaps, I find amazing the fact that your new single, Jennifer, I don't know how you're doing it. Perhaps you can shed some light, but you're making your songs at the moment sound really fresh in like a marketplace where the amount of indie bands out there that are sounding similar, but your stuff's so distinctive. I don't know how you're managing it. But
it's because we only listen to old music. We only listen to bands at the minute. Certain ones we do, like a band from America called Tune Yards. Okay. They're awesome. James Blake last album, like little bits and bobs, but we never ever have the radio on in the van, or we won't listen to our contemporaries, like not on purpose. It's just, I don't know, we don't.
I think if you do, you kind of, you do take influence from it, don't you?
Whatever happens,
it's kind of whatever in the room. When we start recording, we don't know quite how it's going to turn out.
So what have the last couple of months for you been like? Have you been recording the EP?
Bits and bobs. Biggie's had quite an interesting couple of months.
I just had my first little baby.
Oh, have you? Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
First little baby. Does that mean there's going to be a second?
Definitely.
Oh, it's even more remarkable that he doesn't look tired.
But yes, last night I had a very good night's sleep.
No child.
I'd not been sleeping that well with the baby.
Well, you're used to this then, aren't you? You're used to being up and having to deal with this.
It's quite easy, because I think to some people it comes as a bit of a shock being up at 2 or 3 in the morning. But being in a band, you're quite used to being awake and at stupid o'clock or stupid hours. So it's, being in a band is good preparation for being a parent.
I can't believe that. Imagine rock top tip. If you want to be in a band, you've got to have a baby first. You'll be able to cope with it. So the release for the EP then, is that coming up soon?
I think it's the 28th of May. It's always at the stage now where we've kind of let go of it. It's still our baby in musical terms, but whatever happens, happens with it. You know, whether people like it or not, whether people buy it or not, whether it gets played on the radio, whether people write nice things about it or not, it's just, we've let go of it.
There's no point worrying about it.
No?
I think we used to record something and then spend the next month worrying about the reaction to it.
And what do you guys do sort of in between the tour dates then? Sort of, what do you get up to in the day?
That much time, like today. We've got so much gear to load in. Because we haven't got anybody, we don't employ like a guitar tech or a... anybody really, apart from a Tim Ranger, so...
I had a game of Frisbee for a bit. No, it's not Frisbee, it's... what was it called again?
Ultimate Frisbee.
Away. No, Skins Away it's called, because we use a drum skin instead of a Frisbee.
Yeah, usually it's one touch, but we forgot to buy football, so improvise with a drum skin.
Yeah, got to. That sounds good, chaps. And at the moment, things are looking rosy for you guys because, you know, Jennifer's coming out 28th of May, and Dirty Hit are the label to be looking out for at the moment. Everybody in the... It does, doesn't it? You know, you're on the radio every, you know, left, right and centre, and everybody else on your label is doing well. How does it feel to be part of it?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Bad name, good label. That's what we always say to Jamie. But no, we're getting really well with them because they just let us do... You know, if we say we want to release this, we want to release this, and most of the time they're absolutely fine with it and they let us make the music.
Brilliant. Chaps, I will let you get on. Now you've got a busy night ahead. Best luck with the gig and the tour.
See you later.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.